Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some, introduce to others. They call him Coach. They call him the Love Guru. They call him Doc. The Professor. The host with the most. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word?
Yeah.
Why they gotta say it like short?
Yeah.
You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the court. Blow the whistle.
Excuse me, blow the whistle. I'm excited about coming before you again today. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Balling with the Doc. It is for the purpose of sharing some historical colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics, along with our group of five and power five athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. This show focuses on truly a talk show, a sports talk show with swag. And we're excited to have the swag as being able to stress one of the things out so you can have a right attitude about doing the best you can do and doing good. That's what it's all about, swag. So let us focus on what we're going to do tonight. We've got an awesome show titled Championship Bound. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith as we talk about historical black colleges and universities, high school, middle school, along with your coach's corner, which is truly with your power of five and group of five. If you want to check us out on the web, and if you have that opportunity, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to check us out on Twitter, you have that opportunity. You can tweet the show at Zeta Phi Sigma with underscore 10. We're partnered with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Attorney Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. You also have an opportunity to check us live. We have 6 devices working today. So we want to give each one of you who's joining us with those devices a shout out. So when you sign in, we want to make sure we give you a shout out. But today we want you also to put some likes there. I want you to hit that like button. And I want you to hit that heart button, because it's important that you send us some hearts as well. We're going to be broadcasting on TikTok and excited about doing that. And if you can check us out on TikTok. And really excited by Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith is how you can connect with us or follow us on Tumblr, Dr. Low Smith-blog. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. On Rumpley, which is a new one we just added, and you can check us out by going to and following us on WBSW Radio. And again, truly, we're excited because Instagram, where we're partnering with Brother the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and there's Z Squad, Greenville, 1981. So those are the devices that we're broadcasting live. I Our show is definitely an opportunity for you to be interactive, and we want you to do that as well. We also want to remind you that WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're broadcasting through WBSW Radio and all of our networks and media opportunities outlets we're working with. We're using that through our radio station. So that's why we're the internet station and we're number one. We have listeners and watchers in 41 countries. And we're not only enthused and excited, we're thankful because God has blessed us to be able to come and put this format together and you take an opportunity to listen from all angles. And we're really excited. You can register for WBSW radio giveaways by sending us your name and along with a means of transaction. This is what we do with our giveaway. We're giving away hotel stays, vary from 5 nights to 6 nights, from Cancun, Mexico, Hawaii, to Atlanta, Orlando, and in between. We're also, during the holidays, we're going to give a Christmas gift to whoever the one names are for. We have three international trips. And the first one will be going to Paris, France. 5 nights, 6 days. We're going to pay for the hotel stay. The cost of that hotel stay right now is $4,000. So we thank you for our sponsors for giving. And we want you to do it as well by sowing a seed with WBSW Radio by Cash App, $ Lorenza D. Smith. We also give away gift cards from various establishments and venues and vendors. We also give away gas vouchers, food vouchers, books that we have bought from our guests and authors who've been on the show, along with one of our sponsors, Soap Gems by Jackson and Gray's got something, the best perfume and soap scents there are in South Central Alabama and Georgia. So truly, truly, thank you so much for being a part. But we need you to register. Now, when we say a means of transaction, we have four means of transaction. You can put one of them beside your name when you send a name to the email I'll be giving to you. It's two emails I'm going to give to you. You can Cash App, if you have a Cash App, or PayPal, or Venmo, or Zelle to WBSW Radio, the internet station, with the number 23@gmail.com. WBSW Radio, the internet station, with the number 23@gmail.com, or Lorenza D. Smith 15@gmail.com. We look forward for you to play a part in this. If you want to type it as you are watching the show or listening to the show, type it in. If you want to call in, if you want to email, get it, because the raffle's going to get a lot warmer next week because we're going to start giving away purses at Paris, France, 5 nights, 6 days. The second international trip will be to Dubai, and it's going to be a 5 nights, 6 days. And the third international trip to Bali, 5 nights and 6 days. What we're paying for is a hotel stay. It varies from $4,000 to $3,500 with the three trips. When you're talking about their varying prices, and truly, we're excited. We know the one in Paris is $4,000, and we're looking at the $3,000, $3,500 for the trip to Dubai and $3,000 to Bali. So truly, truly, we want you to be a part of this. Take time and register. Send it to email. That's WBSW Radio, the internet station, 23@gmail.com, or Lorenza D. Smith, 15@gmail.com. Let's talk some sports. I'm excited because this is a sports talk show with swag. We're going to start off the day with our high school storyline. Matter of fact, throughout the Southeast, a lot of the states are playing for state championship. So I'm going to start off with one state championship is just about to conclude. They have one game that's going on now. And later on tonight, they have the second game. It'll conclude the 9 championship and the champions who's going to be awarded. Remember our title, Championship Bound. We're going to start with the state of Alabama. This is championship week. In the class 7A, we had Central Feeney City, taking on Thompson, who are four-time state champion, back-to-back-to-back-to-back. And Central Phoenix City was successful on Wednesday night, winning the ball game 21-19. So congratulations to Central Phoenix City, right on the borders of Georgia, Columbus and Phoenix City. Give a shout-out to Central Phoenix City for winning the state championship in the 7A. In the 6A, which will be between Saraland and Clay Chalkville, will be taken on when we play tonight. They'll play that game at 7 o'clock, so we'll have those results for you as well. Then we have in the 5A, which played last night, you had Gulf Shores taking on Ramsey. Gulf Shores out of Orange Beach area down on the coast down there, the Gulf Coast, taking on Ramsey out of Birmingham. The final score was Gulf Shores 21, Ramsey 14. Congratulations to Gulf Shores Dolphins for winning the state championship. In 4A this morning, you had Montgomery Catholic, the winner over Cherokee County, 35-0. Congratulations to Montgomery Catholic Preparatory School winning the state championship in football. 35-0 over Cherokee County. Congratulations. That's an awesome job out there. Coach Johnson is one of the coaches out there. Jeremy Johnson. We'll give a shout out to Jeremy. You remember he played at Carver. He went to Auburn, played at Auburn, won a state championship at Carver, and truly is an offensive coordinator there. Congratulations to the whole coaching staff, the players, the school, all the Catholic preparatory levels of it. You played a part in the community. Thank you so much. So Catholic 35, Cherokee County 0. That's the 4A state champion in football. 3A state champion who played yesterday. You had Montgomery Mobile Christian taking on Madison Academy, the final score, which was a high-scoring game, came out to be Mobile Christian 55, Madison Academy 28. Congratulations to Mobile Christian, 3A state football champions. 2A, we have Fife on Real Time. The game started about 25 minutes ago. 30 minutes ago, we give a shout out. The last time I was able to view it, the game was tied 7. Saw the first series, Fife took the ball, run, and they scored. And Real Town received the ball and brought it back, and they scored. So it's 7-7. The score may have changed. We don't have the update. We're going to continue to go through one by one at this time, but we're sharing at the 3 o'clock what's going on there. In the 1A, you had Coosa Christian taking on Leroy. This is a fascinating story about Coosa Christian. Started the season off undefeated, 5-0. Found out they had an ineligible player, so they forfeit all 5 of those games. Came back from that point to get to the championship out of 14 games. So they won 8 in a row until they was not able to beat Leroy. Leroy is back-to-back champion. Final score is 28-21. Let's go to the girls' high school in the state of Alabama flag football championship. Last year was the first ever playing of the championship. And the winner of the 1A through 5A, girls' flag football, we have Winona High School out of Birmingham, Alabama, 18. Montgomery Catholic, 12. So congratulations to Winona High School for winning the 1A through 5A state championship flag football, girls flag football. And the girls 6A and 7A, Fabia Hill taking on Central Phoenix City. Congratulations to Central High School girls flag football team for winning the championship 25-0 over the stadium here. So you have the boys winning the 7A state championship. You have the girls in flag football winning the 7 and 6A championship. Congratulations, Central High School Red Devils out of Phoenix City, Alabama. Georgia State football championship will be played next weekend or next week, which is the 11th to the 13th. That's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So congratulations to those teams. They're going to be there right now. They're cleaning up everything, so they'll be ready to go. And we'll talk about them on our show next week when we talk with Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lindsay Smith. And we talk about HBCUs, high school, middle school, and the group of five along with the power five in the southeastern part of the United States. Let me give a shout out to a couple of individuals that's joining us. I'll give a shout out for sure to Coach T.J. Rush joining us. Thank you, Coach. Carlton L. Perkins. Thank you, Carlton, for joining us. Truly, truly, it's a pleasure to have you on here supporting what we're trying to do. Sexy Lily Jones joining us. Also, we have several. We have Giant So Cool joining us. We have Sylvia 918 Virgo. Zuba joining us. We have Erlyn Sylvester, Rose Girl 1980, June Bug joining us. Matthew Gibson 3, Julia Presley 816, KD joining us. Jeffrey Smith 8156, Robert Wagner joining us. We have a few more, and I didn't get them ones at the top. We have quite a few. We're so glad. We're not going to be able to, through our session, we're going to call out everybody. We're going to give a shout-out to, and I'm still strolling to the top. We have quite a few on the top, so it's a blessing. We got individuals checking us out this afternoon, starting with Dark and Lovely Tay. Thank you so much. Rene, thank you. Lynette. Acting up. Come on. Get on back. Get on where you're supposed to be at. Ah. We're getting some. Still, we always get these little challenges in here, but we're not going to give up on it because it's all about paying close attention to what we're doing. Thank you, Sasha Booker. Thank you so much, Sasha, for joining us along with D. Moore, thank you for joining. Delores Ox N. Delores Ox N96 user. We got Kaden. We have Charmin Frost, number one user. Another user. Give a shout out to Delores Harris joining us, number 12. Tippy 33. We have Karan Maroney joining us. Sarah 78070 Texas. Thank you. Rosalind Tucker. Give a shout out to Annie Catlett Smith, my kid folks. Thank you so much for joining us, Annie, for being a part. And to my friend, truly for a lifetime, Claudette Porter. Thank you for joining us and being a part of this. So as we talk and move forward, we want you to be a part of this by typing in comments. We love to see what you have to say about what's going on in the world of sports. I know we got a minute or two. We're going to talk about the CFP, and there's some concern that was there, but we're moving on. We got to move on because people are getting ready to play the game now. It is what it is. Not like we want to do, but we want to give a shout out to our sponsors who help paying for these trips. And we truly thank them for taking time to sponsor a segment here, because, see, we couldn't do it without those individuals. We're going to give a shout out to, scroll down, L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
South Central Alabama, or you can give a call at 334-300-7401, 334-300-7401. Let's move forth on our high school section, because we got a lot of more states and a lot of more rankings we want to put into play. In the state of Florida, you have a full slate started on yesterday. And you have, and they're playing the game is Ken Riley Field, and that's the Bragg Memorial Stadium in Tallahassee on FAMU campus. You're in the 1A, you got Clearwater, 1AM, you got Clearwater Central Academy taking on Chaminade Madonna. You have Madison County, the 1R, Madison County taking on Hawthorne. These are state championship games. Trinity Catholic will be taking on Cardinal Mooney. You have Bradford, which is the 2S, taking on Coco. You have Berkeley Prep in the 2M taking on Miami New Orleans. Give a shout out to New Orleans down in Miami. Truly, truly, those several people from that area. We also have the 3S, which is Mainland versus St. Augustine. And then you also have in the 4S, Lakeland taking on Venice. Thank you so much. And then finally in the 4M, you have Mandarin versus Columbus. Those are the championship games that are being played as we speak. So we'll have a final report on them for our Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, because we have a sports show every week, so we'll just rotate. In the state of South Carolina, on 11:30 was November 30th through December 3rd, which is already played. They played at State's Oliver C. Dawkins Stadium, South Carolina State. 1A Christian Church 67, Johnsonville 21. 2A Oceanside Collegiate 35, Gray Collegiate 28. 3A Daniel 49, Camden 48. West Side in the 4A 34, South Florence 22. In the 5A Dutch Fort 21, White Knox 6. Those are the state champions in the state of South Carolina. Congratulations to each one of you all. This is football. We truly want to really thank you for an awesome season. We've been keeping up with the ranking with you all. So truly, truly, when you're talking about teams that was in the ranking throughout the top three, Dutch Fourth, White Knox, Westside, South Florence continued to be in there. You had Oceanside was in there. So those are the schools that was in the ranking based on Max Prep. 2023. Give a shout out to each one of those schools, those schools that win the state championship in your community. Congratulations. In the great state of Tennessee, and their championship game was played on November the 30th through December the 2nd, the city of Chattanooga. In the Division 2 A, they said Division 2 A, you have MTCS 28, Friendship Christian 13. Division 2 AA, you had CPA 35, Boat Buchanan 13. Congratulations to CPA. Division 2 3, Triple A, you have McCauley, who's ranked number one, 34. Baylor, 28, who's ranked in the top five. In the 3A, you have Arcola, 42, East Nashville, 20. In the 1A, give a shout out to South Pittsburgh, 14, and McKenzie, 7. And in the 5A, Knoxville West, 24, Page, 19. And the 4A, Pearl Cohen, 36, Upperman, 27. In the 2A, Riverdale, 13, East Robertson, 7. And 6A, give a shout out to Houston High School, 24, and Oakland High School, 9. Congratulations to each one of the champions in the great state of Tennessee. And we're truly excited to be able to share those so far championships. Now, the state of Arkansas is going to get their top five. You have Greenwood ranked number one, Parkview ranked number two, Fayetteville ranked number three, Bentonville ranked number four, Bryan ranked number five. In the Florida High School Athletic Association, IMG's academy is ranked number one, but they're not able to play in the high school tournament because it is a prep school. Chaminade Madonna is ranked number two. So if you move IMG out, Chaminade Madonna will be number one because they won the game. St. Thomas Aquinas is ranked number three. Coco is ranked number four. Northern out of Miami is ranked number five. Then in the Georgia High School Athletic Association, you have number one Walton, number two Thomas County Central, number three is Colquitt County, number four is Milton, and number five Carrington. By next week, we should have the finals on their championship because they will be starting there from Monday through Wednesday. In the great state of Kentucky, Boyd County is number one, Trinity is number two, Frederick Douglass is number three, Corbin is number four, Christian Academy in Louisville is number five. In the great state of Louisiana, they're top five. St. Thomas More, ranked number one. Ruston, ranked number two. Lafayette Christian Academy, Lafayette, some people would say, is ranked number three. Arcana is ranked number four. Zachary is ranked number five. Then in the great state of Mississippi, Oak Grove is ranked number one. Not Oakwood, Oak Grove ranked number one. West Jones ranked number two. Bradnut is ranked number three. Louisville is ranked number four. Starkville is ranked number five. And in the great state of Texas, number one is DeSoto High School. Duncanville is ranked number two. South Lake Carroll is ranked number three. North Shores is ranked number four. And Crowley is ranked number five. Congratulations to each one of those teams and their ranking. And as they move forward to continue to find out who will be champion at each division. So we're truly excited about giving you an opportunity to hear those schools. Our next segment is going to focus on historical black colleges and universities. But we want to play for our sponsors because we got to continue to make some money here because we got to have some people that sponsor us, and they can't do it if we don't play what they ask us to play and what they pay for. So we have coming up. Mary Ruth Restaurant is coming up. So we truly want to give them a shout out. Located in Georgiana, Alabama. They're one of our starch supporters. Thank you so much, Mary Ruth. And let's just play what they have to offer. And truly, I'm excited about them doing the things they're doing down in Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
We want you to check out Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. If you're traveling down 65 South heading to Fort Walton at Destin, you know, you have to get off 65 unless you go all the way to Mobile. But you get off, you can get off at 55 up to Andalusia, and it'll take you right into Fort Walton. And Destin is not that far. But on right off 55, you have 106. So that's the same exit. You get off at the Georgiana exit. And you can take 106 to go to Mary Ruth's Restaurant, Southern, some of the finest Southern foods you can find. We give a shout out to the core, that's Brother Marvin Lala Smith and Sarah Katrina Roy Smith. And you can contact them at 334-549-0950. So truly excited to have them as a part and a sponsor. And just helping us move forward. To where we, the direction we need to go. Give a shout out to Jago 1051, Deborah Harris with the number 12, a few others I'm going to give a shout out to. One Dark Kid Child, thank you so much. You have Sally Archers, thank you. Pamela Shannon, you have Janelle Evans, Carolyn Coco. You have Geneva Lyles, thank you, user, another user. They got a lot of numbers, so I'm not going to call that number. You have Nicholas Garcia, 6068, Trish, we're going to stop right there. Let's start it with our historical black colleges and universities storyline. We're going to discuss the road to Atlanta. Now we're there at the finals. We're at the end of the road, but we have a final power ranking for week 15, the top six schools, and we want to give a shout out to these. They was ranked number two from day one until the team ahead of them lost. They're ranked number one, Southwest Athletic Conference champion, none other than Florida A&M University. Congratulations to Florida A&M. They will be in Atlanta taking on the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, Southwest Athletic Conference, the FCS, better known as the Division I AA. Football will be played on the 16th of that. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. Number two, North Carolina Central. They fell short. They was number one all season. They are the defending national champ, Black College National Championship from 2022. They beat Jackson State into Atlanta. Now we have them being not able to go because they lost to Howard University, who won the conference. So they'll be taking on Florida A&M in Atlanta on December 16th. Number three is Jackson State University. They end up being ranked number three in week 15, power ranking. Right? Number four is none other than Alabama State University. Oh, mother dear, congratulations, Coach Robinson and their team at Alabama State University, winning seven games, had a five-game winning streak, so they vaulted up to number four. Number five, you got Prairie View A&M, who won the Western Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference, and they finished at number five. At number six, you have Alcorn State University. Those are the top six of the historical black colleges and university power rankings, and the road to Atlanta, who we know the stage is now set. You have the Southwest Athletic Conference champion, Florida A&M University from Tallahassee. Then you also have Howard University from Washington, D.C. that will be playing in what we call the Celebration Bowl, the Black College Championship game. We want to repeat this because we want to do it every week. We want to see what the American Football Coaches Association football poll looks like for the FCS, of the Division I AA, historical black colleges and universities, football team, ranked number seven, Florida A&M University. But you know what? We had a new ranking came out yesterday, and ranked number five now in the football coaches subdivision is Florida A&M with a record of 11-1, and ranked number 13, none other than North Carolina Central University with a record of 9-3. So congratulations to those two teams who've been ranked in the FCS coaches poll. In the Division II, the national champion for historical black colleges and universities is Benedict College. The Tigers won the SIAC and also won the Black College Division II National Championship. Their coach, Chennis Berry, 11-0 this year. Last year, 11-0. So it's two consecutive seasons to win the conference championship. He's the coach of the year. And to go undefeated, something hard to do. Congratulations to Benedict College and Coach Berry and what you're doing at Benedict College in the state of South Carolina. We also have the first inaugural Florida Beach Bowl. We have a Celebration Bowl. Now we have the Florida Beach Bowl between the CIAA, which is a Division II Historical Black Colleges and University Conference called the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association and the South Intercollegiate Athletic Conference will be competing down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida Beach Bowl between Johnson C. Smith 7-3 record representing the CIAA. They'll meet Fort Valley State Wildcats 7-3 representing the SIAC. So this game will take place at 7:30 inside the DRV PNK Stadium in Fort Lauderdale on December the 13th. So congratulations to Johnson C. Smith Golden Bulls, who will be taking on Fort Valley State Wildcats in the first inaugural Florida Beach Bowl in Fort Lauderdale. Congratulations. Also, we want to share with you the must-see game from week 14, which was between Florida A&M, ranked number one, and Prairie View A&M in the Southwest Athletic Conference Championship. Congratulations again to Florida A&M for winning the Southwest Athletic Conference Championship. The final score, FAMU 35 and Prairie View A&M 14. Congratulations to Florida A&M. The MEAC champion, Howard, claimed the MEAC title and his first celebration bowl berth. Congratulations to Howard University. Then you also have mentioned of the Celebration Bowl that will be taking place on December the 16th in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta between number one Florida A&M and Howard University. Put your meat in your seat. Support our historical black college and university. It's going to be a place to be. If not, ESPN will be broadcasting it, and you'll get a chance to check it out through ESPN. So congratulations to Florida A&M and Howard University. We want to give a shout-out again for Benedict for their ranking in the regional ranking, as well for the Division II, as well as the national rank in the sub-region II. Benedict College was ranked number one. Congratulations to Benedict College. Then at Valdosta College, Valdosta State was ranked number three, Fayetteville State would rank number six, Virginia Union would rank number seven, and Miles College with a 62 record would rank number nine in this division. Congratulations to each and every one of those teams. And the top 25 for the Division II football for 2023, ranked number six, Benedict College with 11-0 record. Ranked number 14, even though they're not a historical black college and university, but in the southeastern part, give a shout out to Valdosta State University. Again, Virginia Union, who is a historical black college and university, is ranked number 18. And ranked number 19 in the great state of Florida, West Florida University, 83, is ranked number 21. So congratulations to each of those teams and an opportunity to be ranked. So truly we're excited to share this information with you. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll get you on the line. I'll identify the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lawrence D. Smith as we talk about high school, HBCU. We didn't have much on middle school. We will have it on our show next week. Group of Five, Power Five, Division Two. We're just so excited to come for you. And in our Coach's Corner, which is coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk about our CPF ranking, which has got people very, very energized. And everybody is expressing that disbelief with the ranking, but now the rankings are in place. We got to get ready for some championship football now. We don't have time to sit around here and worry about something we really can't change. And it's done. What we have to do is be very positive about what our team is doing. Support your team. I know some people always say, well, you always get in. Well, that's the name of the game. Win, 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 and get in. Be the best you can be. Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Lovey's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, at Coming Laverna Seesaw. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Truly Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. If you want to contact the owner, that's Jennifer Jackson with one N, Jennifer, type in Jennifer Jackson on Facebook or Charlie's Angel on Facebook. If you're trying to request and be a friend of products, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace have, you can, that I just mentioned in the deduction, I mean in the promo, that those are some of the things available. But if you want to call her and talk with her to find out exactly what products do they have, you can give them a call at 251-369-1344. That's Jennifer Jackson, Soap Gems by Jackson and Gray. We're going to move forth to Coach's Corner, and our discussion is going to start off with the final, in essence, four teams, CFP ranking. There's a lot of discussion. A lot of teams should have figured one of the teams should have been, another team shouldn't have been out. But I'm just going to put my 2 cents in there. The four best teams, the four deserving teams, is in the championship game, being in the playoff. Some people may agree just because Florida State was undefeated and won their conference, fine. But the resistance is putting the four best team. At this time, no one can say Florida State is one of the four best teams, and no one can say they're going to get better in a week to be ready to play against these three other teams that they've selected. And my problem with the discussion is that everybody goes to the last team they got and say, why did that team get in? The concern should have been, you know what it should have been? Because Florida State undefeated, and Texas was ahead of them. And they have one loss. See, no discussion. It's all about the fourth side. They're happy with being last. That means you just wanted to be in. You should have been barking about the third spot because that's where the undefeated thing. You had number one, Michigan undefeated. You had number two, Washington undefeated. You had Florida State undefeated. They should have been the top three schools. You should have been fussing about the fourth side. But you're spending your time fussing about the fourth slot. It's done. There's nothing you do. Give a shout out to your vet, Smith. I'm a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, my biological sister. Thank you so much. She said, hey, Fred, hey, bro. Hey, you. How are you doing, Blue and White family? Thank you so much. I want to give a shout out to the part of that us. Member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. I want to give her a shout out in regards to our organization. Thank you so much. But that's my discussion on it. It's in the plate. Now we want to get ready next week to talk about, come on now, we want to talk about who's going to be ready to play on January 1st because the matchup is there. But let me give you the rankings because it's important to give you the rankings. But just one more thing. I think Georgia has more deal of exchange as well because you don't drop from one to completely out of the spot and not be ranked ahead of a team. If everybody else pushed that team, zero losses, Georgia should have been in there in the field spot. That's just my thought. So Florida State, get mad with Georgia, get mad with Texas, get mad with Alabama, but just don't get hung on the fourth spot because the fourth spot puts you in a bad situation anyway because you should have been in the third spot. That's what you think. If you want to be in, you should have been acting from the third, not the fourth. But congratulations to those teams in this ranking. The controversies continue on. But I'm through with the controversy. It's time to play some football. It's championship bound. Number one is Michigan ranked, with 13-0 record. They're number one. Number two is Washington, 13-0, ranked number two. Number three is 12-1 Texas. Number four is 12-1 Alabama. Each one of these, congratulations, Michigan on this being the Big Ten champions. Congratulations to Washington being the Pac-12 conference champion. Congratulations to Texas being the Big 12 conference champion. Congratulations to Alabama for being the SEC conference champion. Congratulations to Florida for being the ACC conference champion. And congratulations to Georgia, who's ranked number 6, for running really 1-1 until they got to a point where it was put Michigan ahead and came back and took over the win over Ole Miss, and they lost to Alabama in that championship game. Number 7 was Ohio State. Number 8, Oregon, who lost to Washington in the championship game. Number 9, Missouri, had an awesome season, 10-2. Number 11, Ole Miss. I'm sorry, number 10, Penn State, 10-2. Number 11, Ole Miss, 10-2. Number 12, Oklahoma, 10-2. Never forget, Oklahoma beat Texas. Ha-ha. Let's think about that. LSU is ranked number 13 at 9-3. Arizona is ranked number 14 at 9-3. That's team one no one saw coming. But they worked their way up, had some success, and they're ranked 14. Last week it was 15. Louisville, who lost in the championship game to Florida State, both of them was anemic on the offensive side of the ball. So Louisville is 10-3. It was ranked 14. It dropped to 15. 16 is Notre Dame, 9-3. Iowa, who just went to sleep and was shut out in the championship game of the Big Ten, they end up 10-3. North Carolina State end up 9-3 at 18. Number 19 is Oregon State. Number 20 is Oklahoma State. Number 21 is Tennessee. Number 22 is Clemson. Everybody had Clemson for dead, but they fought their way back and ended up winning 8 games, so it was 8-4. Liberty is ranked number 23. They was the, supposed to be the, they are the highest ranked group of 5. Number 24, SMU, 11-2. No one saw them coming. They wasn't ranked until this final poll. And number 20, Kansas State. So congratulations to each one of them for being successful and being ranked in it. Our must-see game for week 14, which was last weekend, the results are we had Georgia number 1 taking on number 8, Alabama, in the SEC championship game. Alabama won the game 27-24. Number 2, Michigan taking on Iowa, who's number 17. Michigan won 26-0 for the Big Ten championship. Florida State, number 5, taking on number 15, Louisville. Final score, Florida State 16-6 for the ACC championship. Number 3, Washington was taking on number 4, Oregon, for the Pac-12 championship, and the final score was Washington 34 and Oregon 31. Texas, for the Big 12 championship, taking on Oklahoma State, who's ranked 18, Texas 49, Oklahoma State 23. In the American Atlantic championship, you had SMU defeating number 23 Tulane, at the time with the highest ranked group of 5 teams, 26-14. Sun Belt Championship, you have Troy 49, Appalachian State 23. You remember James Madison was really rolling undefeated, but they are the second or third year in the conference, but they can't go to postseason. They had to serve that probational period, so they didn't play. So Appalachian State was the next team in line. So Troy trounced them 49-23. We had the Conference USA Championship, Liberty 49, New Mexico State 35. Remember New Mexico back, Michael Pittick Jr. LSU quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Ohio State wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr. Oregon quarterback, Bo Nix. And numbers show that minus 125, that Jaden Daniels from LSU will win the Heisman when it's awarded on not Saturday night. And we're going to give out. That's our prediction. And congratulations to, say it again, congratulations to Jaden Daniels, Louisiana State University quarterback, for winning the Heisman. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and this is Ballin' with the Doc, the sports talk show with swag. We're excited to come before you and share hopefully something that you can use and have in mind later on, you know, when you want to check out some sports. And we're glad that we can bring our next sponsor. We want to give a shout out to him. It's Tristat LLC. Truly a blessing to be able to partner with Mr. William Scott, because he gives us an opportunity to do some things. Tristat LLC.
Tristat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tristat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Shout out to Mr. William Scott, and if you want to contact him with Tristat LLC, a consultant firm to meet your need, whatever you need to work with, give him a call at 334-320-5438. Again, that's 334-320-5438. Give Mr. William Scott a call. And he can work with you, whatever you, in regards to your business, your organization, authoring grants, if not authoring, administrating grants, getting a report ready to send to your grantors who are able to get. Give a shout out to Cairo Kinsey. Thank you so much. Bob and Chico. Thank you so much. We also have Stephen Walpole. 75. Thank you, Stephen, so much. I had to let it back. Cuckoo-40. Yaya, thank you so much. Dragon 69. Ham X Ice T. I'm sorry. Ham XX Ice. Chris 5 UK. Thank you so much. Those are the listeners. Also, we didn't give a chance to give a shout-out. Blessed is also one of the listeners. Josephine Vulcan, 419, Angie B. Thank you, user. And truly, we have over 100 or more than Nika.mm, Sonia, Nova, Sinu. Thank you so much. We have Joe Cash, _pick3, Guru, join us as well. We have Tasha N. Clark, 883. Alexis, thank you. Mary, user. Deuce, thank you so much. Lady J. Amy, thank you so much. Agile, 1911, thank you so much. Then you have Elena Perkins, 261. Those are many on here. We got about 99 to 100 that's on here that we're calling them out. So as we get ready to close out, we want to share with you a few things in regards to the CFP in the matchup. We have on the January 1st of 2024, you have at 4 o'clock, number one Michigan versus number four Alabama in the Rose Bowl. Then at 8 o'clock at that night in the Sugar Bowl, you have number two Washington and number three Texas. We got a lot of time to talk about those games, and we will talk about them. So it looks to be exciting on July 1st. We're gonna talk about the bowls, some of the bowls, major bowls, the New Year's Six Bowl. We're gonna talk about them on Wednesday night. So truly, truly thank you for taking time, for being a part of this. See, God is so good, he's blessed us one more time as we get ready to close it out. And because I have one of my devices that only give me 1 hour, and we'll wrap it up. And I want to thank each and every one of those individuals on Instagram as we get ready to your closing out. But we're about to close out. I want to tell all of you, I love you all. It's from my heart. And truly be thankful to come before you with Balling with the Doc on WBSW Radio. The internet station. We're number one. We're heard in 41 countries, and you're included. Thank you so much. Have an awesome rest of the evening. God has been so good. He has blessed us one more time. Have a weekend. I know it's not much football, and I did talk about the Army-Navy game that's going on. This is important. I just didn't get a chance to put it in here, but the Army-Navy game we played Saturday. Besides some FCS playoff games, along with some Division II games that we played this weekend. We'll have crowned some other champions from the state of Alabama in two classes later on Wednesday than we'll do for the other state that we didn't have, because they're playing there starting next week, the 20th of December. Thank you so much for taking time out of Jesus. He just brought a mighty long way, and we appreciate what he has done for us. And it is truly, truly a blessing. So we just want to move forth and do what we need to do. We want to move forth. I'm reading what my sorrow and sister was saying. I'm just reading that. But truly, truly, you know, I just love you all. See, y'all, it's nothing y'all can really do about it. Because God has blessed us. We're responsible. That's our hashtag. We communicate for understanding. We'll keep it grinding. We're going to keep on grinding. We got this. We're going to make it do what it do. Hashtag WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And finally, as we get ready to close out, I want to play something that really, really, see, I played it earlier. I want to play it again, but no, I'm thinking twice about playing that one again and play another one that'll get us pumped up for some football. And I want you to be ready now, because it is. We don't want to rise to the music, but we want to play this as we get ready to close out. We truly want to make sure you send your name in. If you need a transaction, I mentioned before, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle to WBSW Radio, the internet station, to number 23@gmail.com or LorenzaD.Smith15@gmail.com. So as we get ready to go, we want to say to you, take care of yourself this weekend. Take care of your family. If you need some rest, take advantage of the rest. That way you'll be ready to kind of get to the holidays, which we are now in the stretch now, moving toward Christmas. We want you to be blessed and thankful. And as we close up, I want to tell you, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it.
So I feel the master. I feel it. Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready? They ready? Going through the test. You must have gone past the target part 2 and
Tip of dark, top it hit. And Archie ain't gon' stop it, drop it. I'ma make $1 million, stand on the top of it.